This is GIS News. Coming up, 10,000 jobs projected for the tourism sector, new boards named for University Hospital and Western Regional Health Authority, and Justice Minister Mark Golding to receive the Kurt Schmoke Award. The details after this message.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. 10,000 jobs are projected to be created in the tourism sector over the next 3 years. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill says based on the number of commitments for the construction of new hotels within the sector, several direct and indirect job opportunities will be created for Jamaican workers.
Right now, as we speak, you have over 2,500 rooms, new rooms being built in Jamaica. You're going to get over one permanent employee at minimum going forward. And that is only what's in the books now. You have investments like what's happening with Charisma. You have investments that are taking place with China Harbor. So we are estimating in excess of 10,000 jobs in the next 2 to 3 years and going forward.
The tourism minister was speaking at a press conference on Monday to announce plans for the construction of two new hotels in Falmouth, Trelawny by the Oceans by H10 Group. He adds that Mexico-based hotel group Charisma Hotel and Resorts last month announced plans to invest more than $900 million to develop 9 hotels in Jamaica over the next 10 years. Cabinet has approved the appointment of new boards of management for the University Hospital of the West Indies and the Western Regional Health Authority. Health Minister Horace Dalley says with the complex and important issues facing the health sector, it was necessary to move swiftly with the appointment following the en bloc resignation of the previous boards. The new board for the Western Regional Health Authority will be chaired by hotelier Tony Hart. Other board members include businessman Merrick Frey, medical practitioner Dr. Roy McGregor, mayor for the Westmoreland Parish Council Bertha Moore, and public health nurse Marva Lawson. In the meantime, businessman James Moss Solomon will head the board of the University Hospital. New board members include businessman Sterling Suarez, consultant neurosurgeon Dr. Carl Bruce, banker Jack Shirley, lawyer Walter Scott, and businessman Ian Moore. Given the complexity of the health sector, Cabinet has given the two boards the latitude to co-opt any individual with the requisite skills they deem necessary to advance their mandate. The appointment of the new boards become effective today, November 17, and will be for a period of 3 years. A new block of classrooms has officially been opened at the B.B. Koch High School in St. Elizabeth. The new facilities will provide more seats to comfortably accommodate the over 1,400 students who attend the institution. The school has been experiencing spacing issues since being taken off the shift system for the 2015-16 academic year. In his address at the opening ceremony, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites commended the school for the improvement in standards being exhibited and urged that the facilities be used to equip students for the competitive job market.
The more trained they are, the more their dispositions and their skills, the more likely they are to achieve employment.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. And Justice Minister Mark Golding will receive the Kurt Schmoke Award for Achievement in the Field of Law at the International Drug Policy Reform Conference in the D.C. metro area on Friday, November 20. The award, formerly known as Justice Gerald Ledane, recognizes those involved in law who have worked within official institutions when extremist pressures dominate government policies. Executive Director of the Drug Policy Alliance, Ethan Nadelman, says Minister Golding has provided much-needed leadership for marijuana reforms enacted earlier this year. He says this has enabled Jamaica to leap to the forefront of nations in embracing just and sensible reform of cannabis laws. The International Drug Policy Reform Conference is being organized by the Drug Policy Alliance, the United States' leading organization promoting alternatives to the drug war, and is co-sponsored by several other reform organizations. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuli James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.